Riverside. It's in conjunction with the annual safety fair. There's a 5K run walk and a 2K doggy dash. And we'll be learning why it's a wonderful event for you to participate in and to know about, because it's also National Emergency Preparedness Day. So we will talk about all these things with my guest. In the studio today, I have John Rail. John is the Assistant General Manager for the City of Seaside Civic and Convention Center. Hi, John.
Hi, Donna. How are you doing?
We're very glad to have you here today. I also have Mike Solberg. Mike works for Medix and is the coordinator of the Safe Kids North Coast program. Hi, Mike.
Good morning.
Good morning. And just joining us in a moment here in the studio, we're going to have Whitney Westerholm and Kara Ipsen. They are both Seaside High School students, and they're going to have a booth at the safety fair. They're going to be participating in the Dash to Safety, and they have a particular story that I think actually they're going to come in the studio right now. Hi, Whitney. Hi, Kara. Come on in. And we'll be hearing about an interesting thing that they are doing at Seaside High School. Well, John, before we start talking about all these things that are happening on Saturday, April 30th, and why that's important, please tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I've been in Seaside on Oregon's coast for about 6 years now. I actually was hired by the city in June of 2010 as the Director of Tourism Marketing, kind of retained those duties, and then added the Assistant General Manager of the Convention Center, about 3 years ago now. So, and then involved in different city projects as we go along throughout.
Well, I know you and your family are very happy here, yep. And we're happy to have you here because you're involved in, as you say, many, many things.
Yeah, definitely.
And you've seen a growth in tourism since you've been here. I think some of that's attributed to you.
Well, I hope so. I mean, I think we've done some fun things and some good things while I've been there. We did some new rebranding this past fall, and we're still working on that. But it's been a good time, and I mean, it's a beautiful area to visit, and I think that's all we're trying to do is to share that with people and get them here.
When you did the rebranding, because I think it wasn't, I mean, I used to see Seaside more than just a day at the beach.
Uh-huh.
Is that now, what's your new branding?
So our new tagline is, it's easy to Seaside. And that's all based around kind of a how-to concept. I mean, people want to learn how to do things. And so we'll be playing off of that, how to eat saltwater taffy, which is kind of, you know, in just being some fun ways. But also how to razor climb, how to mountain bike. Because a lot of people, yeah, they know how to bike, but do they know where some of these trails are? And so it's it'll all be shaped around this how-to campaign. And right now we have a pretty wide canvas, and we'll just be exploring that in this next year.
Okay, well, that's great. Excuse me, I don't know what's happening with my voice right this minute. It will clear up in a moment. And Mike Solberg. Mike, please tell us a bit about yourself.
I've been in the Astoria-Warrenton area now for 12 years. Originally, I'm from Southern Oregon, where I initially started working with car seats down there. When I moved up here, it just seemed natural to bring it with me, and Safe Kids North Coast was already in existence so at that time, and so I just hopped on with them, and currently now I'm the coordinator with them. I'm a field training officer at Medix on the ambulance, along with being the Safe Kids North Coast coordinator, and it's been a wonderful experience.
So what is the actual mission and purpose of Safe Kids North Coast?
Safe Kids North Coast is actually part of a worldwide organization that promotes a safety for children from ages 0 to 19 years of age now. I just recently changed. And so what the focus is anything from fire safety, water safety, car seat safety, traffic safety, pedestrian. It just covers anything that, you know, that might harm our children. We're looking at ways of exploring to prevent those injuries from occurring.
So important to be aware of things. We take it for granted that we're going to be safe throughout our day. And yet the slightest little thing that could happen could change our lives forever. So being aware and being safe, so important. So thank you for that important work that you do. And now I have Whitney Westerholm. Whitney?
That's
hi, Whitney. Hi. Glad to have you here today.
Thank you.
And also Kara Ipsen.
I'm actually Jessie Trott.
Oh, sorry. Okay, well then, you just two lovely Kara's young women. Okay, hi, Kara. Oh my gosh, the studio is full of lovely high school, Seaside High School students. And you all are here because you are in a particular role. You want to just address why you're here in the studio today?
So we are part of the Seaside High School Associated Student Body Officers, and I'm a co-president, and Jesse is a co-treasurer, and we have started a project to help or promote the relocation of our schools that are inside the inundation zone.
The tsunami inundation.
The tsunami inundation zone, yes. And it's called, or we titled it, Don't Catch This Wave. Kind of catchy, right?
Okay.
But yeah.
So, and actually you all will have a presence. You will be there at the 5K Run Walk, the Seaside Dash to Safety and the Safety Fair, explaining why you think it's so important for the Seaside High School, the Seaside Schools, to be moved. You're looking at actually a new location. You're actually looking at trying to create awareness and fundraise for a new location so that the schools are out of the tsunami inundation zone.
Yes.
Okay, well, that is a challenging project. And did you all just start that this year?
Yes, we did.
Okay, all right, brand new. Okay, well, we'll hear a little bit more about that later.
Okay.
John, please give us a little background on, you know, this idea of safety and how you created this new event, the Seaside Dash to Safety.
Yeah, so I think it was in 2014, FEMA and the state actually worked with Cannon Beach to create an event called I'm thinking of Don't Catch This Rave.
The doggy dash or whatever.
I'm totally drawing a blank on
what.
That's
right.
There was an event in Cannon Beach.
That's right.
Yeah, and essentially another 5K event where they started on the beach and raced to higher ground where they have the caches with goods and services for residents in the case of a tsunami. So this event was held, and our department heads in the city of Seaside, we started talking about, hey, what can we do here? And so it was kind of piggybacking on that idea, that race idea, but we wanted to do more. And so the idea of the race came up, and the annual safety fair, which has took place at the fire station for probably at least a dozen years or so, was always held in the spring. So we thought, hey, can we combine these two events, have a race as well as a safety fair? And so that's really we've been talking about it now for probably about a year. Originally targeted last fall, but when it came to be, we targeted this spring, and that's where we ended up. And coincidentally, it's National Preparedness Day on April 30th, so it worked out pretty well.
Perfect tie-in. So what is going to happen on Saturday, April 30th? Let's talk about the Seaside Dash to Safety, which there are two events happening that morning before the safety fair. Everything is happening kind of at the same time, actually.
That's correct, yeah. So beginning at 9:30 a.m. on Saturday, April 30th, we'll actually have two races starting simultaneously. So the Seaside Dash to Safety is a 5K that will start in the Cove, travel up Ocean Vista along the promenade, Broadway to Wahana, and then ultimately turning on Spruce, taking finishers up to Seaside Heights Elementary School. Simultaneously with that, the Seaside Doggy Dash will start at Broadway Park. So for those that want to walk, a little bit more casual environment with their favorite canine friend, that'll start at Broadway Park. Again, also up Broadway, Wahana to Spruce, and then finishing at Seaside Heights Elementary School as well. The cool part about this, because it's all about emergency preparedness and kind of raising awareness, we'll actually be using the tsunami warning system, not the big sirens that you might hear in the event of an actual emergency, but a pre-recorded message that will simultaneously kind of announce the start of both of these races. So all participants in either location can start at the same time. And then also mentioning that the safety fair will take place beginning at 10 a.m.
And the safety fair is happening at the Seaside Elementary School there.
Correct.
Seaside Heights Elementary School.
Correct.
And that's where people would go to park their cars and take a shuttle to the Cove to start the race, correct?
Yep. That is what we're encouraging folks to do, so that then, you know, when they've completed the race, they have kind of a quick way out of there. But along Spruce in the area is where we're encouraging participants to come and park prior to the race.
Okay. So how do people register for this? Because you'd like them to register in advance, because they can not only win prizes, they also get a T-shirt, and it's a very nominal fee.
That's correct, yeah. So seasideor.com is one way. They can also go to sunsetempire.com, or they can call the Sunset Empire Recreation District at 503-738-3311. Cost is $20, and that includes a T-shirt, but we've also set up a $10 race fee for high school students.
And there's going to be, afterwards they stay for the safety fair where there's lunch and all that. So essentially, if you'd like people to register in advance, mm-hmm. And they can do that online or by calling. It's being sponsored, the Seaside Dash to Safety is being sponsored by the City of Seaside and also the Sunset Empire and Recreational District.
Correct.
However, if someone wakes up on Saturday morning the 30th at 8 a.m. and they say, I want to do this, I'm going to show up there, they can they register that morning?
They can, yeah. If they show up to Seaside Heights, we'll have registration taking place that morning as
well. So everything's kind of, that's where you go, Seaside Heights.
Right. We just can't guarantee a T-shirt race day, but other than that, I mean, yeah, the more the merrier. We'd love to have you if you wake up and decide that morning to participate.
Okay, but always good to register in advance for sure.
Yep.
And do you still need volunteers for that event?
We definitely could use volunteers. We'll have a number of high school students that are helping out. Ham radio operators are helping out. But yeah, if you're interested in just maybe staying along the course, because we will have a road closure from the turnaround along Broadway up to Wahana, so we will need some help just kind of letting people, hey, know what's going on.
Except the race itself, the 5K and the 2K, really, you're looking at maybe an hour, right?
Probably more like 30 to 40 minutes.
30 to 40 minutes, okay, because it's short. So really, yeah. But what a great way to have the awareness about, getting up to the high ground and for the tsunami. But then, of course, it ties in with the safety fair, which is so great. So what are you hoping, and Terry Wilson has a question here. How many do you expect to race in the two races?
Our goal is for between 100 and 150.
Okay.
That's what we'd love to see. The Doggy Dash is actually an event that took place last year, also around the same time. Again, kind of really just combining efforts to make a bigger day. And I want to say they had around 40 to 50 participants the first year.
That's terrific.
So if we're able to get about that many for the 5K, we'll be close to that goal. So we'd love to see 100 to 150.
Again, I think that we all have to be so aware of, safety in the world today. I mean, whether it's from, there are many threats in the world. And so having just people come together and race and come to the safety fair, and also having you, all these wonderful high school students involved, so important, because knowledge is power. And if you learn how to be safe and what some of the threats can be and how you can, work with that, I think that's just terrific.
Yeah, we're real excited about it. I mean, I think it has the power to be a really, really good day for the community. Even visitors. I mean, we're encouraging visitors, if they're in town, to participate in this race too, because really, emergency can strike whether you're at home or whether you're on vacation. So we hope it's a big day all the way around.
All right. So the race starts at 9:30, but obviously you want to get there and park and then take the shuttle down to the cove. So you want to get there really about what, 8:30?
Yeah, I'd say between 8 or 8:30.
Okay,
and we'll actually have some music and entertainment happening at the cove to kind of get runners ready.
Okay.
And then the race will start at 9:30.
Okay. And then the safety fair begins at
10 a.m. And this is a free event.
Okay, great. So you can do both on Saturday, April 30th, and we'll talk with Mike a little bit more about the safety fair. So today in the studio, we are talking about a brand new event in Seaside. It's the Seaside Dash to Safety. It's two races, a 5K run walk from the Cove to the Seaside Heights Elementary School, and a 2K Doggy Dash, which is from Broadway Park to Seaside Heights Elementary School. And that's happening on Saturday, April 30th. It's in conjunction with the annual free safety fair, which is open to everyone. And in the studio today, I have John Rail. He is Assistant General Manager of the City of Seaside Civic and Convention Center. Mike Solberg works for MEDX. He is the coordinator of Safe Kids North Coast. And I have a bevy of fabulous Seaside High School students, and particularly, I think, Jesse and
Whitney.
And Whitney are going to be, you're going to be the main spokespeople for about what's going on. Okay. Well, now let's turn our attention a little bit to the safety fair. Mike, please tell us about the safety fair, which is happening right after the run, and it is at the Seaside Heights Elementary School.
Well, this is the annual safety fair that goes on in Seaside every spring. We've been doing this for 12 years at least. It's been going on for a long time, and it's generally been held at the fire station, where we have booths set up for families to bring their kids down and go through, fire safety, water safety, poison safety, pedestrian safety, and we also have a annual car seat check. We have car seat techs that come in and actually check the car seats in the vehicles and help families install their car seats properly so that their kids walk away in a safe vehicle and in a safe manner in their cars. And so we're just taking this on up to the high school, I mean elementary school, and we're just continuing it up there. And it's going to be a really big event. Ambulance medics will have their ambulance up there for kids to go through as long as we're not running a call. Fire departments will be up there with their rigs for kids to look at. Oregon State Police will be there with their car. Sheriff's Department will be there, and I think they're bringing a boat. And there's even talk that we might have a Coast Guard helicopter up there and a Life Flight helicopter up there if we can work it out.
Wow.
So there's going to be a lot of vehicles up there that kids can go through, look at, and along with our other things. And, of course, we will be doing our car seat checks up there as well.
And it's happening from 10 to 2, is that correct?
It's going from 10 to 2, yes.
Okay, 10 to 2, and then there's a lunch.
Yes, Northwest Natural Gas is going to have hot dogs up there provided for people. And so as long as we don't run out, we'll be good.
Okay, and that you reminded me, actually, when we were talking about this, I know that you have, we're going to talk about a bike kind of situation, but John, when people register, they get their T-shirt for the Seaside Dash to Safety, and what are, and I'm sure there are some winners, and what will they receive?
So we've also been working with the Oregon Office of Emergency Management, and they've actually donated some kind of go-bag starter kits, so that'll actually be given to all race participants, but the race winners... Oregon Office of Emergency Management has some really, really cool and nice emergency go bags, fully packed ones, and those will be kind of our winner prizes. So we'll have some starter kits for all participants, but the winners will receive kind of this complete go kit.
Well, that is certainly worth getting up on Saturday morning and going down and participating in this for many. There are many reasons why it's worth doing that. And Mike, at the safety fair, let's talk about what do bicycles have to do with the safety fair?
Well, we'll have a bike rodeo going on, and we also, with all the booths, what happens is that you show up and families go through. We have a checklist that they visit each one of the booths, and each one of the booths will give them will sign it. And then at the end, when they're done with that, they turn it in, and we have a drawing at the end of the day. And we're giving away, we've given away a boy and a girl bicycle in the past. This time we're doing a boy, girl, and an adult bicycle. Trying to get the whole family involved in this whole situation. So we will have that. Plus, we also have helmets that we will be having for kids that don't show up. I mean, they don't have one. And hopefully, you know, showing them how to use the helmets properly for safety as far as head injuries and things like that, you know, when they're riding their bikes or on a skateboard. Very important that they, you know, protect themselves. The car seat clinic will be there available also to go through, and we will also have some limited car seats for low-income families.
You mean to actually give to a low-income family?
We won't necessarily give it to them.
But at a very reduced cost.
Car seats are $70 at the low end.
Right.
And go all the way up to $500.
Uh-huh.
And so we purchase these car seats, and then we just require $25 to help offset this cost because they are so expensive.
That's
and we realize that
service.
Families can't afford it.
Exactly.
The only requirement we have is that they're on the WIC program or, you know, they're receiving assistance, and we need proof of that. And then we can get them into a car seat for $25. So there will be some limited ones up there.
So, Mike, the topics are, it's water safety, it's obviously everyone, the tsunami we think about in this area, but then there are other things that people don't think about, like poison, like natural, like let's say somebody has some sort of pesticide in their home, they don't think about it. So are there going to be booths in with people explaining things or classes, or how does the safety fair work?
Well, we have a lot of sponsors. And so we have some people that are coming in, and basically the poison booth will be set up, and a lot of it is house cleaning. If you look at the grocery stores anymore, you'll find a lot of the house cleaning items look like drinks. And so we're trying to stress that, you know, make sure you know what you're drinking before you drink it, because so many of the cleaning supplies look like it's a drink. And so we'll have some stuff set up where kids can go through and say, well, this is a poison and this is good. And so it'll be just a separation, a recognition of what's there. And also covering other aspects of poisonings. The pedestrian safety is just, again, being aware of your surrounding. We'll have something set up for that. And we have the Seaside Lifeguards will be there for beach safety to promote that and hand out information as to how they can approach the beach, because obviously that's different than river safety, because we don't want them wearing life jackets out on the beach, but we do want them wearing life jackets when they're in a boat or when they're on the river.
Why do you say that?
It's just a matter of, you know, it's a flotation device, and we want them to stay on the beach, and it's in, they're more prepared to answer those questions than I am.
Okay.
We'll just leave it to them. But there's a reason for it, and so they have those answers.
Well, I know that we have, unfortunately, you know, visitors who come to the coast and aren't aware of the power of the ocean, and we have drownings every year, which is very sad. So I think having, again, whether it's, so this safety fair, it looks like covers almost everything. I mean, with household safety, if you're out and about, being a pedestrian, obviously ocean. I mean, what are some things, John, that you feel people maybe aren't aware of in their daily lives that really they need to be more aware of in terms of safety?
You know, I think one example we had just this past December, we had a fire on, it was either 10th or 11th Avenue in Seaside. It was a 3-house fire. It threatened a hotel. I think, you know, so oftentimes we think, you know, it's only if we take care of our own property or our own well-being that everything will be taken care of. In this situation, you know, the fire started one place, but it spread to other homes. It nearly threatened a hotel. So I think it's just being prepared for any type of an event and taking into consideration that it's not just your own personal safety you have to be aware of, but others as well.
Well, again, that's the beauty of neighborhoods, people knowing each other and the neighbors and having a plan and really working together. That's huge. In your time, Mike, dealing with the safety fair, are there some things that you think that the general public just doesn't know about that are kind of eye-opening experiences that they have when they come to the safety fair?
Believe it or not, it's car seats.
Well, okay.
All right. Believe it or not. You know, when you actually think about it, you know, and NHTSA, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, they go and they do a lot of studies. And their studies state that 3 out of 4 kids are not in their car seats properly because of the car seats being used improperly or they're not fastened properly. And so that's the big push. That's why we have the car clinics, and that's why they're so valuable, is because families will come in and says, you know, our car seat's in there perfectly. We did everything right, and it's not there. It's not right. And so that's why we have techs available to get those car seats checked and installed properly so that our kids are safe.
And why don't you just mention who the sponsors are of the Seaside Safety Fair?
Safety Fair, we have Seaside Fire Department. We have Medics Ambulance Service. Gearhart Fire will be there. Providence Seaside. There's a whole list of them because they're all community organizations. The Shriners will be there. Red Cross will be there. Pacific Power, Northwest Natural. We have, I can't name any of the others off my
list. About 20 to 25.
Really?
There's
that many?
Exhibitors that
okay.
will be participating in this event.
So 20 to 25 exhibitors. Okay.
Yes.
So, and then now let's turn our attention to Whitney and to Jesse. So, you all are exhibitors at the safety fair, or will you be at the Dash to Safety? How are you participating in this event?
So a little bit of both. We have a group of 25-ish high school students that we're bringing in to volunteer at the event on the race on the course. And then our group is going to be holding a booth about our project at the safety fair.
Okay. So there will be. And what are you calling that?
It's Don't Catch This Wave.
That's
is
right.
The ultimate
you mentioned that
slogan.
Earlier. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Don't Catch This Wave.
Mm-hmm.
And will you have like written material, or have you all been meeting about this for a long time to come up with this plan? Or?
Yeah. We've been working on the project since September. So we'll have brochures and we'll be selling project t-shirts. And then we'll be there to talk and chat with people about the project and the tsunami itself.
It sounds like a lot of people are really passionate about this and very engaged.
Mm-hmm. There's a core group of about 11 of us that spend at least an hour a week basically talking about this tsunami and our project and things like that.
And so the booth will be called Don't Catch This Wave. It will be manned by Seaside High School students.
Yes.
And you will be selling t-shirts?
Yes. Annika standing behind you actually has one of our t-shirts
on. Oh, I see it. Okay, Don't Catch This Wave. Seaside ASB.
Tsunami Project.
Yeah, Tsunami Project. Okay. Well, congratulations, you all, for taking action, you know, and for standing up and stepping up and doing something.
Thank you.
Any things you would like our listening audience, we just have a few minutes left now, anything you would like the listening audience to know about why you all felt this was really imperative to start at this time and to get people going on this? Because you're both seniors, right? And is it mostly seniors who are involved in this, or do you have...
Mostly seniors.
Yeah. So, whoa, you're going to have to recruit some juniors and sophomores and freshmen, right?
We've been starting the recruiting process, definitely.
Oh, good.
But we basically found last year that most of our students in the school and community members didn't really know about the true effects of the tsunami and what it would do to our community. And well, we're more focused on our schools because the bond didn't get passed. What was that, 2013, it didn't get passed to move our schools. And we don't get money from the state to fix up our schools because we are in the tsunami zone. Sorry, I've had a cold.
No worries. A lot of people have.
And we've found that it's more powerful for the students who people are trying to we found that it's more...
More powerful coming from us rather than coming from the administrators, ultimately.
Because it's us that it's affecting. And even though we're seniors and we're leaving, it's going to be our brothers and sisters and our friends and family.
And the administration is supportive of this?
Yes.
100%.
That's terrific. Well, good for you all. I wonder, are there other organizations kind of like yours anywhere along the coast? Or just pretty much are you all the pioneering spirits here?
I think from my knowledge, it's just us. There's only 4 schools in the state of Oregon that are in the tsunami inundation zone, and Seaside has 3 of them.
Oh. Okay, that certainly brings it.
So it's definitely us.
Yes. So we're exactly. The core of it. Okay. That's happening.
Okay.
But we have found through the project that it has brought a lot of attention to it, and a lot of other mini people, like organizations, have got a hold of us and been like, oh, we love what you're doing. How can we help? And it's been really eye-opening.
Aren't you doing a presentation to a state or a school in Pennsylvania?
Is that yeah, we're doing it over video chat next week.
Monday the 25th.
Yeah. All right.
We're presenting through video chat to a school.
Congratulations. Because you're right. Bringing awareness, putting the spotlight on something is really what's key to help people know and change.
Definitely.
So thank you both so much. That's great. So we just have a couple minutes left. Mike, any last things that you'd like the listening audience to know about either the Dash to Safety, the Seaside Dash to Safety on April 30th, or the Safety Fair?
Just show up. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's... Like we said, there's 27, 28 vendors. There's a bouncy house there for the kids to play on. There's going to be a lot of things that they can go through and enjoy themselves with. We have 3 bikes to give away, and we will have helmets and limited car seats available for those that are in need. So just come and enjoy yourself. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's a family-friendly day, which has incredible benefits because you learn about how to be safe.
Exactly.
And ways that we may not think about. John, any last thing you would like to say?
Just a reminder where people can register, seasideor.com or sunsetempire.com. And a big community event for the community, by the community, so just come out and participate. We'd love to see you there.
Thank you. I urge all of you to support the Seaside Dash to Safety and the Safety Fair happening Saturday, April 30th. It's at the Seaside Heights Elementary School, and you can get more information online, or you can call either the Sunset Empire office or the City of Seaside. Thank you so much, Terry Wilson, our engineer extraordinaire, as usual. And my gratitude to local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself. We're all busy. However, take a deep breath. Just stop and take a deep breath. It's good for your body. It's good for your mind. It's good for your spirit. And then focus on all the good things that are happening in your life. There are always those things on the news, always those things that are not going well. However, Focus on that which is working well, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment, the only moment which exists on the amazing planet we call Earth.